This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the big questions about how inflation is going to get tamed is how much the labor market needs to suffer. And in fact, that came up today. Whether unemployment needs to go up a lot for inflation to come down. We don't actually know yet, but there is a related question here. How much of the income pie in this economy goes to workers? Because if companies are okay making a little bit less money, they can theoretically keep more workers. Now, will that happen? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore takes it from there.
There are ways, theoretically, for inflation to fall without tons of people getting laid off. Productivity growth, increasing labor supply, and there's another way, says Sarah House, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
That's if businesses accept lower profit margins. So if basically businesses are absorbing some of that additional cost of workers.
By one argument, there's space for that to happen. Martin Letow, a professor of economics at UC Berkeley, looked at how much profit has gone to workers and how much has gone to the stock market through dividends, for example.
In our work, we found that the ratio of that notion of profits has increased as a total share relative to labor.
If you look at a chart showing the share of gross domestic income, all the income in the whole economy, from 1980 to now, you can see that workers' share has gone down from about 58% to 53%, and corporate profits' share has gone up from around 8% to 12%. But it all depends on how you slice things. Erica York is a senior economist at the Tax Foundation.
You don't see this pattern of a dramatic decline in labor share when you're looking at net measures of gross domestic income.
Basically, she says, if you look at how much income goes to labor versus capital and net out things like taxes and depreciation, labor's share is stable. Still, Dario Perkins, managing director at T.S. Lombard, believes power in the economy is shifting to labor.
Because labor markets are so tight, we're beginning to see workers starting to sort of claw back some of those losses.
Whether that is true or not is going to shape what this economy looks like in a few years and what a recession, if there is one, would do to the labor market. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.